KORN News Radio Sports. It is Monday, February 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. High school basketball from over the weekend on Saturday. Second-ranked Hamlin girls would defeat number 3 Lennox for the second time in the past few weeks, 45-42. Also on Saturday, number 4 Ethan girls picked up a 66-42 win versus Irene Wakanda. Freeman almost pulled off an upset. Freeman girls lose to number 4 Coleman Egan, 48-47. While number 7th ranked Sanborn Central Woonsocket holds on to defeat Wolsey Westington by 2, 43-41. Also on Saturday, Bridgewater Emory defeated Howard 60-38. West Central would win in 3 overtimes versus number 8 Aberdeen Roncalli, 56-53. And in AA, number 1 Brandon Valley stays undefeated as they beat number 4 Rapid City Stevens 66-46. The Brandon Valley girls, they improved to 14-0 on the season. Also, Huron girls picked up a 56-39 win at Sturgis. Boys basketball from Saturday, Sanborn Central Woonsocket with an overtime win, 55-49 versus Wolsey Westington. Ethan boys defeat Canton 72-60, while Bridgewater Emory beat Howard by 30, 68-38. Number 5 Huron with a 71-51 win at Sturgis. Meanwhile, Sioux Falls Jefferson, they defeat Aberdeen 78-58. NBA from Sunday, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they would lose to the LA Clippers 115-96. Clippers took command with a 17-3 run, closing out the third quarter, led by Kawhi Leonard, who had 41 points and 8 rebounds. Timberwolves have lost 3 of 4, all to a sub-500 opponents. Timberwolves were just 8 of 33 from 3 yesterday, committed 20 turnovers, and were held to under 100 points for just the second time this season. Anthony Edwards had 23, while Julius Randle had 17 points. Jalen Brunson with 31 points yesterday to help the Knicks beat the Celtics 111-89. Former SDSU guard Baylor Shireman got the start for the Celtics in the loss. He finished with 10 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists. Toronto beat Indiana 122-104. Last in the Eastern Conference, the Pacers have now lost four straight. They fell to 13-40 on the season. Also yesterday, Miami routed Washington 132-101. The WNBA's newest proposal to their players' union was delivered on Friday, ended up making small increases to its revenue-sharing offer and also concessions on housing. The major sticking point, though, continues to be revenue-sharing. The players' union said before the league's proposal was submitted that the two sides were not close on that topic in their effort to strike a new collective bargaining agreement. And Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen died over the weekend. He was 91 years old. Jurgensen, one of the most beloved figures in Washington football history, from his time with Washington in 1964 all the way through a lengthy broadcasting career that ended in 2019. Jurgensen threw for more than 3,000 yards in a season on 5 occasions with Washington and the Philadelphia Eagles during his nearly 2-decade NFL career, from 1957 to 1974.